Ms. Harris responded in a couple different ways when Sam ripped his text and used explicit language. First, when Sam used explicit language, Ms. Harris responded by doubling down on her expectation that Sam come out into the hallway. And she made a statement that could have come across as empathetic if she delivered it differently. What's going on with you today? But it really came across as the opposite of being understanding because it was delivered from across the room in front of everyone and in a tone that conveyed a little bit of irritation or at a minimum stress. So she wasn't maintaining self-control at that point. And that cursing could have represented the peak of the acting out cycle. However, Ms. Harris's response led to an increase in the severity of Sam's behavior, which was his destroying and throwing property. At that point, to Ms. Harris's credit, she changed her tack. She regained and then maintained her self-control, which is an important tactic when a student has reached the peak of the acting out cycle. She did not draw additional attention to Sam. And that is really important because that could have been a recipe for a real safety issue, things escalating beyond just ripping up and throwing the text. She also limited her verbal communication at that point. Note that she didn't speak directly to Sam. And all of that gave Sam some time and a little bit of space with the spotlight being off him, which is really what he needed and what students need to surpass the peak in the acting out cycle. Ms. Harris's responsibility at that point was to really keep a lid on things by keeping everyone else on track and minimizing attention to Sam until he could cool down on his own. So she did a great job with that. Her response was initially ineffective and then later effective. Initially, her response is what escalated the situation, first from acceleration to peak, publicly asking Sam from across the room to chat in the hallway. And then when he responded by yelling and using profanity, she was even more reactive. Again, Sam, what is going on with you today? And again, reiterated that requirement that he come out in the hallway. So she's sort of digging into this power struggle at this point. And that's when Sam responded by ripping the textbook. And this is where her response does become more effective. So in brief, she abandoned the power struggle. She ceased attempting to get Sam to do what she said and assumed a calm demeanor, calmly pre-corrected the rest of the class. Everyone should be looking at their text, taking notes. And that, again, provided Sam the time and space to calm down. And in that way, Ms. Harris maintained order and safety. Just remember, at the peak of the cycle, no intervention by the teacher is going to stop behavior in its tracks at that point. It just kind of has to follow its course. But it is possible to escalate behavior further. So the way Ms. Harris maintained her calm and vigilance after she saw peak behavior, like ripping and throwing the textbook, is the best way to ensure the safest and fastest come down for the student.